What happened with, again, we don't know the assignment at the time, but it seemed like Jason had some difficulties on Saturday. What do you think happened there?
He just got out of his fundamental wheelhouse, and, that can happen at times, but certainly he'll be the first to tell you he's got to play better, and we'll get those things corrected, and I'll make sure that, he's better prepared next time. So, it's a combination of things, but certainly, though, when you get out of your fundamentals early in the game, people take advantage of it. So he'll work hard on that this week.
Is that any reason for concern long term? I mean, the guy could be your backup at three or four spots, I suppose, theoretically, right?
You go through and you have struggles sometimes, and certainly his hit now. And, if there's a place to have it hit, it's better in a preseason game than a regular season game. And, I'm confident in Jason that he'll make the corrections necessary and play much better like he's supposed to and like he's capable of this week.
On game days with only seven up, will Murphy get any work, like at guard, for instance, to see if he can be a backup there?
Right now he's taking a few reps in practice, here and there, but right now, for him to just keep honing his skills as a tackle, I think is important for him. But, certainly moving forward, we have to consider a lot of options. And I think really when those things are decided and whatnot by the head coach and everyone, who's going to be up at seven, then you start a rotation and obviously make sure that you give guys enough reps in each position to cover yourself if something happens.
Your starting group looks pretty solid. How do you feel about what you got after that if in a game situation?
I think there's a lot of candidates there. I think it's going to be, you look for some people to take big steps this week, and then obviously the fourth preseason game, there'll be a lot of reps taken there, but there's a lot of competition now still available, as you said. So it's going to be fun to see how it plays out. See a lot of guys that work hard, tremendously hard, and they, try to do things right. And, we'll see if guys rebound from not so good of performances. And, but as a group, they got better. Everyone got better as a group. There's a couple hiccups, but I thought they progressed, from last week to this week.
What about your center situation, though, without Donnie? You've had Lucas and McCray in there. What do you think you might have with those guys?
Well, I think they're going through and learning the tricks of the trade, and it takes time. And, they're both handling it fairly well. And, they're both growing within the position and along with playing guard. So it's been a good opportunity for them to be able to show that they can play, a couple positions. And, again, the next couple weeks are big, certainly Donnie's got a lot of reps there, and he hasn't done it in a game, regular season game, but he's done it in preseason games and did it all off season. The competition is very, very exciting to see there. It's fun to watch.
You mentioned it's a big couple of weeks, but we got two games and two practices left, really. Is it not there's any choice, but is there enough time to get it sorted out to where you're going to be comfortable?
Meaning, what do you mean by that?
You got two. It seems like there's limited opportunities. You got two games and two practices, and that's it, and it's full speed ahead.
Well, I understand, from your perspective, that's all you have, but we have 2 weeks. There's a tremendous amount of classroom work and walkthroughs and different various things that we do that go into that evaluation. So, in my mind, we have a lot of time to get that worked out until the first game. There's a lot of time. Not that the urgency, I understand what you're saying. It's obviously to prepare, but certainly the boys they're urgent to show their best. But, from a coach's perspective, we've got some time here to see what we've got. So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Sarah. Apologize.
A couple more.
Am I done? Sarah said we're gone.
I should do it one more. Is Jari where you want him to be as far as comfort with the calls and errands? Line of scrimmage stuff, is he progressed far enough at this point where he's pretty well set there and comfortable?
Am I comfortable with him?
Absolutely. Yeah, does he feel comfortable?
You'd have to ask him that, if he feels comfortable. I feel comfortable with him, yes. Yeah. Yep. Good football player. He's a good football player, and he's a good man. Those are two very strong traits to have. He's a good football player and a good person. So he fits in very well with the Green Bay Packers.